future of Christian work in India is in question. A Malaysian court says conversion from Islam is illegal, and ministries support each other in the work of the Great Commission. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India is responding to the reality of a nationwide anti-conversion law in India. It was proposed by the World Hindu Council in late August. Mission India's Dave Stravers says even in its earliest stage, they're expecting more persecution.
Just the fact that the major party is proposing such a law will give courage to Hindu extremists to persecute Christians in their region. It's kind of like the government is saying, we're really behind you on this, so go ahead.
Stravers explains the specifics behind their concern.
We have more than 1,000 churches and mission agencies within India, mostly indigenous agencies, that depend on the training that we provide and the materials that we give to discipleship efforts. So it affects us indirectly because it's these people, our partners, who are the ones being attacked.
Next, the Superior Court of Malaysia says it's illegal to renounce Islam there. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the Malaysian Constitution says a Mali Christian is a person who professes Islam. That means 15,000 Mali Christians are considered Muslims, regardless of their religious beliefs. The ruling also means that Mali Christians will live with social rejection and legal discrimination. Pray that this ruling won't stop others from turning to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. HCJB World Radio has successfully used healthcare to share Jesus with literally thousands of people. In fact, HCJB's Vasandes Hospital in Quito, Ecuador is celebrating its 50th anniversary. The hospital's Sheila Leach says it started as a clinic but is now one of the finest medical facilities in Quito. She says physical help isn't all they provide, though.
The hospital does have 11 chaplains on staff. Seven of them are salaried by the hospital and four of them are volunteers. And so we do make sure that every single one of our patients gets visited by the chaplaincy service every single day.
Leach says the hospital now intends on starting a medical missionary training program, which could have far-reaching impact.
Medical missionaries are welcome in countries that would be closed to traditional missionaries. We know that Latin Americans are better accepted in some of the 1040 window countries, and they do very well in those 1040 window countries.
Pray that the hospital receives its accreditation. Meanwhile, Mission Network News' Ruth Bliss tells us about a ministry partnership from a personal side.
My father, San Ewan, is a chaplain with a ministry called Transport for Christ. The group converts trailers into mobile chapels and sets up shop at truck stops for ministry to truck drivers. I gave him a couple of Evangecubes recently for use in their ministry. He says they're great tools.
And a driver brings another driver in. He'd been sharing the gospel with him all day, and the other driver just didn't get it. Brought him in and asked James to share the gospel, and the guy still didn't get it. And he pulled out the Evangecube and went through the Evangecube. And the guy says, now I get it. Prayed to receive Christ.
Evangecube's Nathan Sheet says the puzzle-like pictorial gospel clarifies the message. It also addresses a global need.
There's this whole move in missions today about orality and having storying concepts to be able to help the illiterates in the world understand the simple messages of the Bible.
Ruth Bliss, Mission Network News.
And millions of viewers in the Middle East and North Africa now have additional Christian programming to watch. Sat7, Christian satellite television for the region, says they launched a new block programming schedule, which includes programs for children, youth, and women. The launch, in essence, doubles the amount of programming offered on the network. While the quality and variety equals that of leading secular channels, Sat7 says the message is what makes their programming unique. Funding is needed. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Discovery House Music's Celtic Cry, a free gift from Mission Aviation Fellowship, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Charles Billingsley, Scott Kerpane, Matthew Ward, and Shannon Wexelberg sing about the heart of a martyr, reminding you to pray for the suffering church. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.